which McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Our Morabito Energy Products halftime report here in Sydney tonight. At Alumni Field for Senior Night, our halftime score, BG 20 and Sydney 6. And we've been treated to a cheerleader halftime show here for most of this time. As, again, we said earlier, we've had cheerleaders from way down, I would guess, kindergarten age, all the way up through with a nice dance routine here at the half here in Sydney. BG coming back out onto the field now with their cheerleaders on the far side. They just ran through a huge banner over there on the far side. And so the Bobcats out to stretch and get warmed up for the second half. We have not seen Sydney return to the field just quite yet. But again, 20-6, the Bobcats on top of the Sabres. BG comes in ranked 6th in the state in Class D into tonight's contest. Tioga ranked number 1. Deposit Hancock at 8, and Delhi on the honorable mention. But I believe, I'm going to double-check this, that Delhi just went up 2 scores. Yeah, with 5:48 left in the third. Actually, it's still just 1 score here. 28-21, Delhi on top of Tioga. So that game closing in towards the end of the third quarter. Delhi trying to go on the road and maybe pull off the stunner against Tioga. I wonder when the last time a Section 4 Class D team beat Tioga. Be a fun trivia question. It's got to be...
If you don't know it, don't look at me.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. It's got to be... I mean, if they've lost somewhere in that streak, it's been either at States.
Right.
So not a Section 4 team. If they lost to a Section 4 team...
Well, they didn't lose anywhere last year. Or the
year
before.
No, they had won like 3 straight years in a row. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. I mean... Going back quite a long ways, probably. I mean, five plus years to a Section 4
Class
D team.
I was going to say, it would have to be the COVID year, the year before COVID, if we don't want to count COVID year, right? So it would have to be 2019? Do we want to say it's been that long?
But I don't think they lost anybody. I mean, you would know you were on the Walton staff. I don't think they lost.
Was that my last year?
Yeah, that was the year
okay,
of the cold.
So they got through that, and they were undefeated through that. So was it 18?
I'm going to say it was 16.
Really?
Is my guess for a Section 4 Class D team to beat them.
16?
I want to say it was 2016. That's the year Sydney went to States. They got out of the section. Tioga lost early in the playoffs that year. So we'll check. We'll take a break. We'll check. We have the resources to do that, I think. So we'll check and see if we can figure that out just for fun. But halftime score here, BG 20 and Sydney 6. Somebody out there screaming at the radio right now, because I know it, Nate. How do you not know that? Huh? Well, let me know. So 20-6 is our score. Third quarter coming up here in Sydney on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. We'll keep an eye on that Delhi-Tioga game. Sounds like that one's starting to really heat up out in Tiger Country. 28-27, Delhi on top late in the third quarter there. So we'll definitely keep an eye on that as we get you set for the start of the third quarter back here on senior night. Sydney trailing BG 20-6. Sabres are going to get the ball. This is a big first possession here for Sydney.
And we did look at the sectional champions. So the last time they didn't win sectionals was 2016. We do have that. But then if you look at that before that, though, 15 they won, mm-hmm. 14 they won, 13 they won, 12 they won, 2011 they won. So since 2010, they didn't win in 2010. They weren't there. So since 2011, there was only one year, Tioga didn't win sectionals.
And everyone always says to me, oh, Sydney must have beaten them in the final. No, Sydney played Unitigo in the final that year, and Tioga randomly lost in the first round.
I remember that now that you say that, yes.
And at the time, I didn't think that much about it because I think it was my second or third here at the station, and it was a big deal that they lost because they had been a juggernaut, but we didn't know that they were going to dominate the next 10 you know, plus years of Section 4 Class D football. And so, you know, everyone says, oh, you've never been to states for football. I said, well, I've never been to the Dome.
Right.
Sydney made the Final Four that year, and we were up at Cicero North Syracuse. Got a nice return here for Sydney out to about the 33-yard line. But, yeah, I said, you know, every year I'll get a team that makes the Section 4 final, but then they can't beat Tioga. So yeah, I would think they've had losses somewhere along the way, you know, at states to a Class D team during the regular season, maybe to a Waverly or a Forks. But, yeah, in terms of Section 4 Class D teams, unless there's some random one-off type of game, I'm not sure. So that's the trivia. We're throwing it out to the listeners as well. If you know or you can find out, let us know. Going to hand off here. Sydney going right to left. And a little pitch to the outside. Didn't quite get out of bounds. I believe that was, yeah, Loeffler on the sweep to the left. And so gained about a yard, about a second and nine coming up. So again, Sydney going right to left here to start this third quarter. It's BG 20 and Sydney 6.
I didn't remember that. Back from my freshman year, CV beat Norwich, and that's right, because we beat CV in Windsor. Norwich beat us in Windsor. It was like a three-way tie, but we lost on points or something like that.
Oh,
that was
gosh.
The year of the flood.
Yep.
And we lost a couple games from that.
Wow. Yeah, that would have been 11?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that flood must have, you know, I wasn't in the area at the time, but yeah, it must have wreaked havoc on the high school sports schedule.
And we got rescheduled a couple times and they got canceled and everything, but I remember that now because we're like, we beat the sectional champ. That would have been the only time, because we beat CV, would have been the only time, you know, in my high school career would have been able to do that and move on for football that way. But, interesting to go back through that list.
Yeah, it's a great list. It's all available on the Section 4 Athletics website. You can just click on football, and they've really tried to start working, putting on some of the archives up there. Third down here for Sydney. QB keeper for Dylan Easton. Can he get out of the pocket? Yes, somehow avoids the tackle. We got a flag on the play from the back judge. And Dylan very close to a first down out near the 45 as Sydney goes right to left.
I unfortunately think this one is coming back, though. I think this is going to be holding on Sydney.
Yeah, the penalties continue to hurt the Sydney Sabres, much like they did in the first half. And we'll see. This one came as Easton was turning the corner. I believe this is going to be, holding against Sydney, which will back them up. And so this is going to be about 3rd and 10 now. And this is a big drive. If Sydney could go down and get some momentum back here, it would certainly put them back in business. But BG certainly controlling that second quarter. And now, boy, yeah, this is actually going to be farther than I thought. Third and about 15 here for Sydney. And Easton back to pass, throws over the middle. This one is caught out near midfield. Good for the first down to Grady Loeffler. Davey was there in coverage, but Loeffler beat him to it. Moved the chains on third and long there for the Sydney Sabres. Very nice play.
Yeah, just when they needed to pick that up, that was a big play right there. They got to go down. It feels like they got to go down and score this possession, Nate, with how this BG offense has been playing today so far. And, you know, they haven't moved the ball too much. I can't say they haven't moved the ball. They have moved the ball, just like you said. But they always seem to get backed up. So big pickup there on third and long.
10 minutes to go here, third quarter. BG 20, Sydney 6. Easton up the middle, across the 50 to the 45, before he's brought down there by Declan Marshfield.
That was a heck of a play. Not many people probably pick up on that. Dylan Easton, they just ran a read option right there. So what he does is he shows the ball like he's going to hand it off. And he basically puts the ball right in the stomach of the running back and goes along with him and makes the defender make an option of which guy he's going to pick up. He waited as long as humanly possible until basically the defender was tackling the running back, and then he pulled it out and picked up a gain of 9.
Yeah, that was great. He made a couple guys miss along the way. Second down and short here for Sydney, going right to left. They need about a yard to get the first down. They pass to the outside. It's complete, but not enough for the first down. So third down coming up here and one. Deion Taylor with the catch there. Couldn't quite get enough. So third down, I think they maybe lost some ground there. Third down and about 2 to go. 8:50 to go here, third quarter. It's BG 20 and Sydney 6. And waiting for the snap. Again, keeper here for Dylan Easton. He's got some room. He's through to the second level, got the first down, and tackled at the 30, down to the 28. Really turned on the jets when he turned the corner there. Another nice play by Dylan Easton. And again, we've talked about it before, but the durability that he has to do that play after play. Pretty amazing.
Stoppage or something.
And we got a timeout taken here by BG. They want to talk things over to seal it up on defense. 8:36 to go, third quarter. BG 20, Sydney 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Sydney getting stretched out here during this timeout. And popping back out here for this first down after the Dylan Easton run. 8:36 to go, third quarter. BG 20, Sydney 6. Ball inside the 30 to the 28-yard line here for the Sydney Sabres. Marching down, trying to get some momentum back here on this first drive of the third quarter as they go right to left. They're in the gray with the white and the maroon trim. Easton will hand it off to Corbin Cash to the right side across the 25. He's tackled there by the BG defense. Got 5 yards on the play. And got another injured player here. Sydney, one of the linemen, is down on the field, so we'll take a break again. 20-6 our score. BG on top with 8:20 to go, third quarter on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney cheers on student athletes in every sport.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Another unfortunate injury here for Sydney tonight, as we believe this is Leland Constable. Lower leg injury, comes off the field. They did. They took the cleat off. They took the sock off. And it's tough. You know, you got to have depth. And next guy up here, but certainly hard as Sydney's had a couple of their starters go out tonight with injuries. 8:20 to go, third quarter. BG 20 and Sydney 6. BG coming in with a record of 4-0. Sydney 2-2. Second down at about 6 to go here for Sydney. Grady Loeffler is in motion. They want to throw to the outside. His pass is complete. They got the first down and a little bit more. Sydney is in for 6. A pass to the right side. I don't see any flags on the play. And that is Logan Russo on the far side, who hauled it in and runs in for 6. And Sydney's got life here, Sky.
That's exactly what they needed to start this half, Nate. We talked about that. They probably wish they could have finished the half, the first half like that. This could have tied it up or potentially given them the lead. But great start to this half right here to go down and score.
Yeah, really nice.
Although they are talking on the sideline to someone, but
yeah, it looks.
Did he step out?
Yeah, nobody is lined up yet, and
I think they're saying
he stepped out at about the 15-yard line here.
Even though an unofficial signal for a touchdown.
Yeah, he must have stepped out. One official did signal for the touchdown, but they have brought this back to the 15, so nothing is coming easy tonight for the Sydney Sabres.
And if you're a Sydney fan or player right now, you're thinking, we got to score, right?
Yeah, we got to score. The football gods need to smile on us here. And handoff, right side, Cash, back to the inside, tackled about the 2, a hard hit down there by Marshfield. But this is going to set up a goal line situation here for Sydney.
They're getting closer and closer.
Boy, they've really had to earn it tonight on some of these long drives. BG has not made it easy. So this is going to be first down and goal to go for Sydney on the right hash with 7:45 to go here in the third quarter. It's BG 20 and Sydney 6. We'll get another check on that Delhi-Tioga game in just a minute. Hand off again back to Cash into the line. Nowhere to go. Brought down by the BG defense. They've gotten great penetration all night. Same there. Going to be third down. Or no. Second down coming up here for Sydney. Second and goal to go. Big opportunity here for the Sabres. Trying to punch one in and get this back to a one-score game. 7 minutes to go here, third quarter. Easton, QB keeper, cuts back to the outside, diving for the pylon. Did he get it? Yes. Touchdown for Dylan Easton. With 6:58 to go in the third, Easton would not be denied reaching for that pylon.
No, and he was close to getting stepping out there. I was waiting for the signal for the callback. It seems like anytime there's a Sydney touchdown, there's always something, right? But that time he stayed in, dove in, reached the ball across the pylon to score. Now down 8, looking to make it 6 here with a 2-point conversion.
Yeah, Sydney going to go for 2 here. It's 20-12. And let's see if the Sabres can punch this in.
They're going to have to get a play in kind of quick. The play clock's running here.
Yeah, play clock is down to 10. Sydney's still setting up. Play clock now down to 5. Easton lines it up, hands one off to the right side, nowhere to go. And the BG defense was right there. So it's BG 20 and Sydney 12, but Dylan Easton gets 6 on the board, and Sydney has life here midway through the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Maravito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Maravito team today by visiting maravito.com/careers. Maravito, where people make energy different.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on 2 lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. This is actually BG's first time with the ball, right, Scott, here in this third quarter with 6:53 to go. That was a long, grinding drive there for Sydney. They now trail 20-12.
And, you know, you think of how long the last minute or two was in the second quarter and then halftime. And BG offense probably hasn't touched the ball in an hour, if not longer, probably.
Before I forget, Delhi Tioga, 34-34.
My goodness.
With 8 minutes left. They are just trading punches out there in Tioga tonight. That's a great game. Got a good one here, too, with BG on top, 20-12. A little miscommunication there between Davey and Hampton, and it's going to be second down and long. That play really didn't develop.
Looks like Davey lost his footing there a little bit on the play.
So a second down and about 12 to go coming up here for the BG Bobcats. So again, yeah, like you said, long halftime break. Long end of the second quarter, long drive to start the third by Sydney. Really, yeah, BG has not touched the ball in probably an hour.
Hey, if you want to get them out of their rhythm, that's one way to do
that's
it.
That's one way to do it. Davey's going to throw it to Hampton on the left side, cuts back, uses that speed. We got a flag on the play. Hampton out to the 25 before being roped down at about the 27. BG going left to right here in this third quarter. We'll see what the flag is.
It's going to come back. You're going to have a holding on the BG offense, on the guy on the receiver, I'm going to guess on the outside there.
Yeah, flag here against the Bobcats. And the Sydney defense trying to come up with a big stop. Still a lot of time left in this game, mid-third quarter. Some injuries stacking up for Sydney. But that next man up mentality, they're trying to make it work. So this is going to be second down and long here for BG. They're going to mark this off. I It's going to be about a 2nd and 15. Maybe longer. Yeah, 2nd and 20, it looks like.
Should be 2nd about 21, 22 after the loss of a yard or two on the first play when Davey slipped there.
Yep, so about a 2nd and 21. 2nd and long here for BG. Again, in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim, the navy blue helmet. Davey, QB keeper, outside. Cuts it. He's got some running room. Davey to the 30. Runs out at about the 32, which brings up about a 3rd and 11 after a gain of 9 here for Bainbridge-Guilford.
I was curious to see what that Bainbridge offense called there, because it's the first time we've seen them really backed up on offense tonight. And you know, it's now down to a one-possession game, so you want to make sure you're picking up some yards here and potentially put some points back on the board.
5.5 to go, third quarter, BG 20, Sydney 12. Sabres trying to hang around with this undefeated and state-ranked BG Bobcat team. Davey barking out some signals here. He's got Hampton off his right hip as BG goes left to right. Three wide receivers to the right. A sweep here to Marshfield. He's got running room. First down and more for Marshfield before he's tackled at midfield on the Sydney S. Move the chains for the Bobcats.
A play we have not yet seen tonight. A little reverse going back from underneath. Marshfield was lined up as a little wing, then cut on the inside to get that handoff there.
I like when they use Marshfield in a lot of different ways. He's dynamic, he's got speed, and he just seems to make things happen when he has the ball, and they prove it right there. A first down here for BG going left to right at midfield, right at the 50-yard line.
Dylan Easton getting a little potassium with a banana here.
Yeah, both teams seem to be stretching it out, fighting cramps here tonight. As now BG on first down, they go right back to Marshfield. Pass complete for about 5 yards into Sydney territory at the 45. And we've seen that every week.
We have.
Teams battling with cramping issues.
And he's been doing a lot the last few possessions Easton has for them. So, you know, hopefully staying fresh for them, fresh legs, everything. But this BG offense getting right back on schedule after that penalty there to push them back to second and long, moving the ball again here to make it 2nd and 5.
Yeah, it looked like Sydney had him in a tough spot there, but BG was able to get out of it. 4:15 to go, third quarter. BG on top, 20-12. Davey over the middle. High arcing ball is knocked down. Good defense there by Jackson Astrologo coming in to get a piece of it.
First time tonight we saw Davey really miss, not, I don't want to say miss throw, but he left that one way short, which is how we saw those interceptions when he played against Walton. He had the guy beat deep again. It almost looked like he just thought that was almost too easy of a throw and didn't get it out there enough.
Yeah, good coverage too there by Sydney.
It was.
But yeah, that's the first time he's left his receiver a little short. Third and a big 5 here coming for BG. They're in Sydney territory at midfield, going left to right. Davey in the shotgun.
So easy for a non-quarterback up here to say that.
Yeah, that's for sure. They're going to throw it to Marshfield on the outside. Pass is complete. Marshfield cuts it back, first down at the 40, dragging tacklers to the 35 and move the chains again. They made that look easy. Boy, just when Sydney seems to have him in a, you know, a tough 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6, BG's just had the answer tonight.
What?
And so this is out to about the 37-yard line here. BG going left to right. Two wide receivers to the right here for the Bobcats. Davey taking his time. BG with a one-score lead here. Shotgun, Davey, QB keeper outside, avoids the rush and just drives forward with the shoulder down to the 35. You know, he picks up 3 or 4 yards on the play, and Sydney had a chance at him in the backfield. So he's just picking up those little, getting around those tackles and making sure nothing dangerous happens there in the backfield.
No, he's doing a great job of not putting his offense in a tough spot, you know, making it 2nd and long, 3rd and long, anything like that. We can stay right on schedule on offense. We don't have to hit a home run every play, but stay on schedule, pick up a few yards, make it the next possession, next play even easier.
BG really working some clock here, too, with 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Taking their time in the huddle. Play clock's at 15. They haven't even broken the huddle here yet. Finally, they do. Here's Cash on the sideline again. We saw him do this last week, too. He's just so hungry, wants to be out there every play. 5 on the play clock. They get the snap. Another little reverse here to Marshfield. and plowing forward out to about the 35-yard line here. I believe that's who came off the pile with it. So close to a first down here. Going to be third down and about two to go for the BG Bobcats. They're in Sydney territory down to the 30-yard line. And again, BG. Scott, do you think this is deliberate here? We want to chew up time because they're being very, very deliberate, taking their time in the huddle.
I think it's yes, but I also think, you know, it's now down to a one-score game. We want to make sure we're doing what we need to do. No mistakes, no miscommunication, all that. Take care of the ball, drive it down, and score.
Davey back out to Marshfield. Great step around the first defender and dragging tacklers down to about the 22. Another time where Sydney could have had him for a short loss, and he turns it in to a gain and a first down.
And it shows a sign of confidence, too, because we don't need to rush. We don't feel like we have to be rushed. We can take our time, run what we want to run, have confidence that we're going to pick up yardage. But you don't want to beat yourself, get the penalty. Someone doesn't know the play, doesn't know the assignment, misses a block, stuff like that. You know, we see some different handoffs with the reverses, no fumbles, anything like that. Make sure we take our time, know what we're doing.
Yeah, they seem very deliberate, willing to take the little extra time to not make a mistake. Marshfield's been dynamic on this drive. Davey in the shotgun again. Marshfield in motion from right to left. A handoff here to Hampton on the fake, and he's got nothing but daylight. Touchdown, BG. They faked the pass over to Marshfield. The whole defense was watching him, and Hampton flew in under the radar for the score.
Yeah, and we were just mentioning how dynamic Marshfield had been on this drive. A couple of those reverse plays, a couple passes, different things like that. Well, fake the ball to him and then opens the lane up right for Hampton, right up the middle there.
Yeah, Hampton pretty much untouched there into the second level, and he's gone. And BG now leads 26-12 with 1:25 to go here in the third quarter. Let's see if we can get you that Delhi Tioga update here. An injury timeout there has kind of slowed things down a little bit. So last check I have is still 34-34 in that game. Going for two. Davey flushed out of the pocket. He's going to have to tuck it and run. Can he get to the outside? Diving forward, and he's in for two. Again, somehow he finds enough real estate to get in for two. And that's going to make BG's lead a little bit bigger. 28-12 with 1:26 to go in the third. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home close to home.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. Late third quarter here in Sydney. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. With 1:26 left in the third, it's BG 28 and Sydney 12. So even despite a long layoff there between halftime and Sydney having the ball for a lot of the third quarter, the BG offense able to get it done. Little squib kick here, fielded by Sydney. They fall on it there, and they hold on at the 42-yard line. Could have been dangerous, but well done there by Sydney to fall on it and hold on.
So tempting to just try to pick the ball up and run, you know. But you try to teach those guys fall on it, especially if you're in the first row, second row, the kick return there. You're going to get good field position. The most important part is having the possession there. As tempting as it is to pick the ball up and run it, I remember when I was playing, we had some guys, even on defense, they said, if you get an interception, you're not running with it. We told them to just drop no matter what. It was pretty great.
Yeah, just not worth it, right? I mean, we saw that what, twice last week where there was an interception and then the team would give it right back. Made an interception, then fumbled on the return. So Sydney will have it going right to left again in the maroon with the, or the gray with the maroon and white trim. Little handoff here to Grady Loeffler. Cuts back, 45, 50, as Sydney goes right to left. Gain of about five or six on the play. 1:10 to go here, third quarter. BG with a two-score lead. And coming up on the end of the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. That's all courtesy of SFCU. And so Sydney near midfield, a second and three coming up. Easton's in the shotgun. Waiting for the snap. Easton, handoff to Corbin Cash. No QB keeper. Easton's close to the first down. Keeps those legs moving, and he's got it across the 45 to the 43. Well done there by Dylan Easton, who, again, is just refusing to quit here tonight. Gets that first down. They move the chains. 35 seconds to go here, third quarter. Sydney still with the ball, a fresh set of downs into BG territory, going right to left. Waiting for the snap. Easton in the shotgun. Three wide receivers to the left. Easton drops back, wants to throw, throws over the middle, and this one's incomplete. Good coverage there by BG. Marshfield and Hampton were in the area, as it looked like he was looking for Loeffler on this left side.
Yeah, they had a couple guys in the same area there. I think neither one of them knew which one the pass was actually intended for. Sometimes that happens when you have guys that close together. So they looked at each other, not sure who it was to, but the quarterback knew, I can guarantee that.
So coming up here on the end of the third quarter with 15 seconds left, and Sydney on a second down and 10 at the BG 43-yard line. And waiting for the snap, they got Loeffler in motion. Now he cuts back. Easton, handoff Corbin Cash, up the gut and brought down at the 40-yard line. With 5 seconds left here in the third quarter, that will do it. BG leading 28-12, fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Delhi, that game out in Tioga, Delhi has taken the lead 41-34, about 4 minutes left in that ball game. So we'll keep you up on that, as Delhi trying to knock off the giant that is Tioga. That would be a big, big win. Start of the fourth quarter here in Sydney. Sydney has the ball going left to right, again in the gray with the maroon and white. Dylan Easton wanting to throw for the right side, and this one is picked off here by BG. Good coverage by the Bobcats. Down at about the 15-yard line, Kyle Patton skying for that one and takes it away.
He really did sky for that one. That was pretty impressive catch right there, Nate. He hit the ground hard, too. He came down on his back. So
yeah,
to hold on to that, that was pretty impressive.
Really had to go for that one.
I don't think he jumped as high as Nate Wald does, but that was pretty good.
Yeah, I guarantee I couldn't jump that high. So we're hearing that there was a little less than 4 minutes left in that ball game, so we should have a final there on Delhi-Tioga in just a minute, as that would be a big win. That's been a thorn in Delhi's side for the last couple of years here.
In everyone's, really.
Yeah, everybody, yeah.
You know, we did you ever get an actual official answer from anyone about any...
No,
okay.
I haven't. I think we might be right. I really do.
It makes sense.
So here is BG with the ball going right to left after the turnover, and they'll run it out to about the 22-yard line here. And that was Hampton on the sweep to the left.
Because we know there was a couple really close games to go back to that, like the 2019 sectional championship game was 44-36.
Yeah. I mean, they've had some close games. Delhi in the regular season had like a one-score game with them here and there. Thinking back even like 2 years ago, they took them to a one-score game.
Right.
But, you know, just Tioga's always found a way. Until maybe tonight. I just want to confirm that before we announce it. Going to be a second down and four here for BG. They throw to the almost picked off here by Sidney. And if he had caught that, he could have taken it to the house.
He would have walked right into the end zone. That was perfectly played, really. Just wish he had that one back to catch that.
Yeah, and that far side, couldn't quite see who it was. But a great play on defense there for Sidney. I think maybe it was Grady. I think it was Loeffler on that far side.
Yeah, I'm going to go with it because they changed the numbers up so much. They could have done it at halftime for all I know. I don't know.
Sidney has definitely had the most number changes in the area so far this year. Going to be a third down and five coming up here for Davey. And a little sweep back to the outside. And BG's got some running room again to the 50 into Sidney territory at the 40 down to the 35 before he's brought down. Parker Boutis. Boy, Sidney again has him in a third and five, a tough third down, and BG's able to get out of it. And now Boutis down on the far side after being brought down on that play.
Yeah, they did that little reverse thing, the reverse play right there, and Hole just opened up, and he was gone off to the races there. Sidney did catch up, but I like that little underneath reverse that they've been running.
Yeah, me too. And we've just seen several of these BG guys get out into space, and the speed has been really impressive.
You just mentioned there, you know, we saw Marshfield be the one, the last possession, to be the one that was taking those handoffs and doing those runs, but now they just go back to another guy. And, you know, that time, you know, Connor was running with the ball too, so you have to think of that as the weapon too, because we've seen him be able to run the ball a lot tonight as well.
And so this will be a first down here for BG.
It is confirmed. 41-34.
Wow, 41-34. Delhi beats Tioga. First time in a long time. We can say that for sure. Hand off here for BG. As that was not Connor Davey at QB there that took that snap. That was Davis Bernard who came in. So we'll see if they're going to use Davey in a different way or just protecting him here, giving Davis Bernard some snaps with 10:15 to go here in this second quarter. Wow, down goes Tioga. How about that?
I can't. It just doesn't seem right to say it.
Two losses already this season for Tioga. Of course, one being to Forks, but first time in a long time they've lost to a Section 4 Class D team, and that's going to be a fun bus ride home for the Bulldogs tonight.
Oh, yeah, and they'll have plenty of time on the bus, too. That's not a short trip.
No, that's not a short trip, and they will be excited for sure, and that's going to give them so much momentum. Handoff here to Hampton. Turns the corner. Hampton,
he's
down the sideline, and he is in, unless he stepped out on that far side. No, he's in for a BG touchdown. Isaiah Hampton again in for six.
He's got some serious speed, Nate.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Wow.
You know, we talk about it all the time at different levels and different sports and stuff. When a guy goes down, you know, next man up mentality, stuff like that. He is really taking that seriously with his performance here tonight. I've been really impressed. by the way he runs with the ball, the speed. He doesn't avoid the contact. He's just been really impressive and adds a different dynamic to this offense out of the backfield.
BG now ahead 34-12. It really does, and you feel for Caden Seymour, who, you know, was out for the rest of the season with injury, but Hampton is making the most of this opportunity.
What grade is Hampton, do you know?
A junior.
Wow.
So they'll have him back next year. They got a lot of talented players in this junior class. BG going for two, and they'll hand it right back off to Hampton. Can he get to the edge on the left side? He does, reaching for the pylon, and he is in.
How did he outrun everyone to the corner there? It was an up-the-middle handoff. He stopped, ran backwards to loop around, and still beat everyone to the pylon.
He's in for two. That gives BG a 36-12 lead here over Sydney with 9:40 left. We'll be right back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit Shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And here's the kickoff. Sydney will receive. They got some running room here to the outside, to the 40, 45, 50 for Grady Loeffler before being pushed out of bounds, but Sydney will not go quietly here.
He just needed a little bit more space here on the outside, Nate. Just ran out of room here. Nice run, nice cut. Doesn't look like there's any flags down, which is nice to see there for Sydney. And they got good field position here to start this possession.
Another out-of-town score update for our listeners on 92-3. Norwich ahead of Union Endicott, 31-22 in the fourth quarter tonight over at NHS. So we'll try to keep an eye on that as well. But the big news is Tioga on top. So that, or excuse me, Delhi taking down.
Yeah. Don't break that habit for a little bit here.
I know. So Delhi over Tioga.
I did see that Norwich UE one. That one kind of had my interest as well.
Pass over the middle here for Sydney. Dylan Easton finding Grady Loeffler there across the 40, slides in to the 36. And so Sydney trailing here, 36-12, but moving the ball well late in this fourth quarter, midway through, I should say. Ball down to the 36-yard line here. Waiting for the snap in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Easton dropping back, wants to throw to the outside, and it's incomplete as he was looking on the far side for Nick Hartwell. And so this will be second down and 10 coming up here for the Sabres.
Main Animal beat Forks 21-14, as long as this is correct on Max Preps. I don't know if it is or not.
We'll see. We'll see if we can confirm that, but 21, I mean, it seems like a very reasonable score, so 21-14, a score there. Wow, Main Animal, well, another team that just always seems to find a way. Easton here on second and 10, and he's brought down for a huge loss. The BG defense breaking through. Ryan Larson, again, we've been saying his name a lot tonight, with the big-time sack there on Easton back near midfield.
One of the things that BG has impressed me in the two games that we've watched them is they really do get a great defensive front pressure on the offense, whether it be a pass play or even on the run plays. They seem to get penetration very well every single play.
Yeah, well done there. And this is going to be third down and about 25 or so here for the Sydney Sabres at midfield. And Dylan was just trying to keep that play alive, but had nowhere to go with three or four guys chasing him. So here is Dylan Easton in the shotgun for Sydney on third down in a country mile. Steps back now, wants to take off. Easton, he's on his horse, spinning his way out to about the 32-yard line, I should say. Fourth down coming up. Assuming Sydney will go for it here, as this will be fourth down and about maybe five to go, but they're deep in BG territory at about the 33-yard line. Maybe fourth and six, I would say. So waiting for the snap. Here is Easton, the shotgun on fourth down. Snap is low, and Easton's just got a fall on it. That's a tough one. Easton trying to make something happen there, but the snap really never gave him a chance. Turnover on downs with 7.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's BG 36, Sydney 12. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back here. BG with the ball. Just want to give another out-of-town score update. Unitego, Franklin, UVGMU, one team, winning an eight-man game tonight, 18-12 over Groton. That game was over at UV tonight. So picking up their third win of the season for that combined Unitego team. Hand off to the outside here for BG, out to the 45-yard line before a tackle here by Sydney. Going to bring up third down and about four to go, maybe three. Oh, way less than that. This is going to be about a third and two coming up here for BG at midfield. With 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter, BG leads Sydney 36-12. I thought that was a very generous spot there, Sky. What'd you think?
You know, I'm thinking the same thing you are, but you know what? That's fine. You know, we're just up here calling it. That's the only thing we got to worry about. You know, I don't ever wish to be an official, to be honest with you. That has got to be one of the most thankless, most difficult jobs there is going.
Yeah, definitely a thankless job, but we need them. We need them more than ever here. Hand off to Hampton on the outside. Breaks two tackles in the backfield, and now across midfield, and third and one. I think he got two.
We got someone down, potentially? Yes, we do. Is that Hampton?
Yeah, Hampton down here. So we're going to step away. Injury timeout with BG football leading 36-12. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Did just want to confirm that that Delhi score over Tioga, 41-34. So 41-34 confirmed for Delhi over Tioga. Just wanted to pass that along. A huge win tonight for the Bulldogs on the road. BG trying to pick up their own win here and stay undefeated. We're under 5 minutes left now, fourth quarter, BG up 36-12. Waiting for the snap in the shotgun. A run to the outside here for the Bobcats, cutting it back to the inside, 40 to the 39, the run here for Davis Bernard, who has come in to relieve Connor Davey in these last few minutes. I'm assuming they just want to keep him as healthy as possible.
You definitely don't want to risk it. We've already, unfortunately, seen a lot of guys go down tonight. You want to keep Connor as healthy as possible going forward. Huge part of this team in offense. You got to feel kind of comfortable right now with about 4.5 left in this game.
Timeout taken here by Sydney, so we'll step away again. 36-12, BG on top of Sydney. 4.5 to go in the fourth on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back and out of the timeout. A flag, and I think BG just took a timeout. Had a flag on the play, and then BG took a timeout. So we're going to take another one. Let's step away for 30. BG on top, 36-12. We'll see if we can finish this game at some point here tonight on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Another timeout taken, but BG coming back out now, leading 36-12 with 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up. Well, there are three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Waiting for the snap. They'll hand one off. And BG looking for more. They got it down to about the 25-yard line here. Reserves in for BG. I believe that was Boston Bessie on the carry. Just want to confirm here. Or Adrian Ramirez. A lot of different guys coming in here. As Coach Regas getting some new faces in here for the last couple of minutes of this ball game. Yeah, it was Ramirez on that last carry there for BG. The Bobcats looking to move to 5-0 if they can hold on here for the next 4 minutes, leading 36-12. Driving once again, though, they go right back to Ramirez, up the middle, driving forward across the 25 to about the 23. So a second down coming up. An exciting night across the area. Delhi taking down Tioga. Norwich in a close one with Union Endicott tonight. And boy, just that Maine-Endwell Forks game. It appears Maine-Endwell coming out on top there by a one-touchdown score. So exciting games going in. Tomorrow loaded up, too. That D.H. Lansing game should be great.
And is that one in deposit, right?
No, that game is on the road at Lansing.
Lansing, yep. Okay.
So makes it a little harder even for D.H., long road trip for them. Hand off back here to Ramirez for BG to the left side, across the 20 down to the 18. With 3 minutes left, BG on top, 36-12. Clock continuing to move here as BG looking to put the icing on the cake here tonight against their Route 7 rival. You know, it felt good when Sydney had cut this back to a 20-12 ball game, but just too much BG down the stretch here, Sky.
Yeah, they've really taken control of this game. We saw Sydney go down to start this half, go down and score, cut it down to a one-possession game, but it has been all BG since then.
Yeah,
you almost wonder if there's just been too many injuries on this Sydney team tonight. You know, they've, especially up front, a lot of the guys that went down were linemen. You know, those are hard guys to replace.
Yeah, two starters on the line tonight go down with injury. Little fumble here by BG. They're going to fall on it back at the 30. Little miscommunication on the snap. And fourth down coming up here for the Bobcats as we hit 2 minutes to go. But a 5-0 start here for BG.
And timeout's at
10. And a timeout is taken here by the Sabres to come over and talk with their staff one more time. So we'll step away with our score, BG 36, Sydney 12. 2 minutes left here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 2 minutes left. BG just ran a play there, but illegal motion. And so fourth down and long coming up here for the Bobcats. They're in Sydney territory, going right to left. Ball at about the, that's going to be a false start here on BG. Going to back them up to about the 34-yard line. Again, stay tuned. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Going to have two awards for BG tonight and one for Sydney. Fourth down and long. BG looking to throw. Pass to the outside is picked off here by Sydney on that far side. And they'll return it about 5 yards before going down. So a turnover here by BG gets it back to the Sydney Sabres. And so Sydney will trot out one more time here with a minute 50 to go. So a lot of new faces out there for both sides. And, you know, for Sydney, you just hope that they can get healthy on the line for the home stretch as their schedule does not get any easier.
No, it doesn't. And you mentioned, you know, some starters that went down and, you know, ankle, feet, leg injuries. They're always tough to come back, you know, from, especially quickly. Hope they're all right, but those are tough to come back from.
Yeah, seeing a lot of linemen with without pads on, with crutches down here on the Sydney sideline. So good that a couple of those guys that came out have not had to go anywhere, but they're here, you know, shoe off, cleat off, and on crutches for the rest of the night, and we'll hope that they're okay. So Sydney out one more time here with a minute 50 left. Hand off up the middle for the Sabres. Could run for about 4 yards. Second down coming up here for Sydney with about a minute and a half left. And so the BG Bobcats, one of their best starts here in recent memory. And Art Regas has this team humming this year.
And you said they have a lot of juniors on this team, is that correct?
Yeah, a lot of juniors that are in those, you know, really good positions. And even a lot of the guys that we've talked about on the line tonight, Ryan Larson, a junior. So they're going to have a lot coming back next year, too. And here is a run to the outside for Sydney.
Here we go, Nate.
Across midfield to the 40, to the 35, 30. Down to the 20, Jesse Newell to the 15.
Oh.
A guy that we only see on the line as a coach, give me the ball. Running machine there for Sydney.
He legitimately broke tackles
as
a lineman.
I mean, everybody in the stands going, who is that? They hand it off to Jesse Newell.
Must be a new transfer in for at the end of the game here. Wow, that was good.
Pretty funny to see a lineman move like that, and he did. He was moving. Shot out of a cannon there.
That is definitely a guy I wouldn't want to be in front of, I got to tell you that.
Boy, that was impressive, and he looks excited to be back there. Run to the outside here for Sydney. And nowhere to go with 30 seconds left.
And we got a timeout, Sydney.
So Sydney wants to take a timeout. And we'll see if maybe they want to set something up for Jesse Newell. We'll take a 30-second break. BG 36, Sydney 12 here on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back out of the timeout. I mean, Jesse Newell, what, probably a 50-yard run there. Lineman turned running back.
You know, when I was playing JV football at Oneonta, Coach Denny Carr, who was a great guy, great man, passed away a few years ago. But he did something like that when we were on JV, too. He took our biggest kid, and he just let him run. Here he goes again, Nate.
Here's Newell again down inside the 10. And they're trying to hustle back to the line here. I don't know if they're going to have time.
We know they don't have time. Well, we don't think they have timeouts left.
Yeah. I don't see how Sydney could have any timeouts left. 10 seconds left. They're going to try to get this play off. And they'll hand off.
No, they won't.
No, they won't. Back to the outside, and Sydney is going to run in for a touchdown as time expires. And so the Sabres playing hard right to the last moment here. 36-18 is going to be our final score. So they get in as time expires. Yeah, are they going to go for two here?
I don't know.
I mean, BG's running off the field. They're ready to shake hands.
I think everyone's just done.
Yep, that's going to do it. 36-18 is our final score. Post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards when we come back here on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time. 36-18, our final here. BG improves to 5-0. The state-ranked Bobcats continuing on with a good season. Sydney falls to 2-3 here on senior night, but didn't give up. Scored on the final play of the night to slice into that BG lead. So time now for our three awards. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We're going to go with Dylan Easton here tonight from Sydney. Want to give out our one Sydney award. Runs that offense, does a little bit of everything. So Dylan will get our offensive award tonight.
Yeah, we saw him just carry that offense, especially for spurts there. Just every play, quarterback keep and stuff. Very impressive again from him tonight.
Next up, the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams here on WCDO. We'd like to go with Connor Davey. I mean, you could have easily given him the offense award, too. Had that interception and just seemed to be all over the field tonight, so we'll give Connor Davey the Dynamic Defense Award.
Defense, offense, all-purpose. I mean, he did a little bit of everything, like you said, tonight. He was great.
Speaking of the all-purpose award, it's brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. I'd like to go Isaiah Hampton here for BG tonight. We were so impressed with him coming in as the backup running back. Speed, scores a couple of touchdowns here tonight and really kind of puts the icing on the cake here for the BG Bobcats.
Like we said, just add a different dynamic to the offense tonight. I was very impressed by him.
That's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. A huge thank you to Jim Tomeo down on the at the WCDO studios on Main Street. Appreciate all his support. And another one in the book, Sky. We got some big games coming up. Definitely have some soccer planned for next week, so tune in to CDO to hear what games we're deciding to do. Looking at doing Delhi football on Saturday against Spencer Vanette and Kander at DA next Saturday. And then we'll see BG again in 2 weeks when they host DH on a Friday night. In 2 weeks from now, we'll see if both teams come in undefeated. Still a ways to go, but that's setting up to be a monster game.
I'm looking forward to both of them, Nate. Fun as always tonight.
All right, that's going to wrap it up here tonight. Bainbridge-Guilford defeats Sydney on the road 36-18. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again soon on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.